Fighters, it's that time again when you submit the questions that you have about growing a stronger business, and Dan and I tee it up and give our take, his take, my take on how we might approach that situation. I'm super excited to be able to help you guys in this way. If you have a question, send it to help@thecontractorfight.com, and in the subject line, put podcast. It's as simple as that. We'll get that submission and we'll read it live on air here and answer your question for you. So anyway, without further ado, here's today's question. Daniel Sherwood, what's up, brother?
Tom, I am doing awesome. Ready for another riveting edition of Q&A.
People are on the edge of their seat waiting for Thursdays to roll around, man. Just going, you know, it's funny. I don't know about you, but the questions we seem to get, they like come in bundles or groups. Like, they're the same.
Yeah, seasonal.
They're very seasonal, even without the seasons of the year. Just like, we'll get a bunch of marketing questions in a row, or we'll get a bunch of this in a row. And yeah. I'm curious what you have for us today.
All right. Today is from our buddy Rich. And his question is, how do I maintain quality standards are being met while scaling? It gets to a point I can't be at the job to physically check every step of the process, but ultimately I'm responsible for every step. The age-old question.
Yeah. Holy. Oh, that's a good one, man. You know, it's funny because this is why a lot of guys say, fuck it, and they don't have employees anymore and they stay a one-man show their whole life, right? Because they don't figure this part of it out. So I certainly have a lot of thoughts because, you know, I always do, but I want you to kick this one off, man. What's on your mind with this? What comes to mind?
You know, it's funny knowing how I've used subs for my whole contracting career, but I suffered from this despite that fact. And I guess it's, for me, it just kind of like, it's when you, like, you set your kid off walking to school for the first time, you can think of a million things that will go wrong. But you know that you don't want to walk that little fucker to school every day because you had stuff to do. And you little just kind fucker. Of hope for the best. Yeah. Yeah.
Little fucker.
So what you do is you train them, right? They'll look both ways at the end of the street, not talk to the dude in the white painter van, and get himself to school. And that's what Rich needs to learn to do with his guys. Like, he's set expectations, let them know the roadmap to success, and then just have faith in the universe that it's going to happen. And then do adjustments as needed as problems pop up. So that's my advice on it. It seems simplistic, but it's really like, you've got to step off the platform. There's no half measure to this, I found.
Well, your analogy of stepping off the platform literally was what was coming out of my mouth was, you have to commit. Like, you got to commit to training your guys and giving them that autonomy. And I think a lot of guys, they don't. When I say a lot of guys, and hopefully everybody knows this by now if you ever listen to the show, when I say a lot of guys, me too. Okay. Yep. Like, I'm 100%. Part of a lot of guys. I've made every damn mistake we will ever talk about here on the show, but we don't set proper expectations of what the end result is. We don't have a conversation. Dan, how many times a fucking week do I scream at our coaching groups for not having weekly meetings with their people? It's like, this is one of the reasons you have a weekly meeting is I remember having weekly meetings going, this is what it means when we say a room is finished for painting it. Like, what does it mean when you, in our company, what does a finished room mean? And there were a bunch of fucking boxes to check, you know, of what that meant. So that language was the same in our company, you know, and you got to hold people accountable to that. But to me, it comes down with committing and just going, understanding I'm never going to get past this level I am in my business right now if I don't truly commit to my number one role being to coach and mentor my people. And dude, we're dealing with that in the fight right now. I mean, tomorrow you and I are going to meet the rest of the core fight team down in Houston for our planning retreat going into 2022. And, you know, we're covering a bunch of stuff, but the number one thing I'm covering is I'm owning my crap. I've not done the best job in the world. I mean, we've been growing at breakneck speed. I have fucking FWs on the team. You guys are awesome. I don't ever have to fucking worry, but I had to look in the mirror and go, and man, I'm growing. I'm doing so much to grow and I'm not passing it on to my team.
Yep.
You know? And so it's very easy to do. I'm not like poo-pooing anybody here. So I think you just got to commit. And so my number one role, and I think everyone should be as a leader in your business, is to raise up and develop other leaders, you know, that's how you're going to scale the business and it's going to grow beyond you. So, and so I would look at like things like, what is the result we want on this scope of the job? Like, look at the big picture of the project. And then you break it down into different pieces and go, all right, what's a win look like here? And what's a, and a lot of times our guys don't know what a win is. And then Dan, I want to give people this one too. We have a little thing we talk about, and it's been around for forever. I think I first learned it in the Painting Contractors Association when it was PDCA, but now it's the PCA. I learned it at a session there once, but it's no show, do, and review, right? And so your people have to know what needs to be done and why it needs to be done. And that's where a lot of business owners get caught up, by the way, on the why. Oh, these little fucking kids today, they always want to know why. Well, tough shit. Okay. Because they need to understand the context of why they're doing something. Yeah. All right. I mean, as a football coach, I'd be like, Billy, your first step has to be here to block, get your head across the defensive tackle here on this play or whatever, on this gap scheme play that we have. And I would go, and the reason why is because this is what's happening behind you. And if this fucker crosses your face, he blows the whole play up and this blah, 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 and we don't score. Okay. So there has to be the context. They got to know what their job is and what to do. Then you show them how to do it. My uncle, painting contractor, I remember when he would train a new guy, he would teach us how to stain woodwork or whatever it was. And he would literally tell us what we're going to do. And he did this without even knowing the no show do review thing. This is just what he did. And then he would show me, he would like take the brush or the whatever, and he would do the thing. And so no show. And while showing, he'd go, now something like this, here's some of the things you need to know and blah, blah, blah. This should take about 15 minutes to do this panel of the door or whatever it might be, right? And it's around that much time. So he gives an expectation. So no show. And then he'd have us do it. Then we do it. And when you do it, let's just say it's sand and baseboard, or it's filling out a fucking timesheet, or it's a job costing form, or whatever you're teaching your foreman to do. I don't care. It could be applied to anything. Then you have them do it. When they do it, walk away, give them space. Right. Because nobody wants somebody over their shoulder when they're trying to figure something out for the first time or trying to get better at something. And then you come back at the time that you said you'd come back, and then you review them, and that always give them a couple good things. And don't ever give more than one shitty thing or you know, right. Like, hey, Dan, man, you nailed this. You got it done in the right amount of time. Overall, the color looks really good here. I think you could have done a better job of wiping the groove of the woodwork right here with the stain rag or whatever it is, you know, but other than that, great job. Fist bump them, high five them. We added a session or a part to this. So we have no show, do, and review. So Dan, 100% of the time, if I say to you, if I teach you how to do this, we do the no show, do and review. And I look at you and you're an employee of mine. And I go, Dan, do you got it? What are you going to say?
Yep.
Yep. No problem.
Okay. Send me off to that whole big mantle.
Yeah. Yeah. Problem is you're full of shit. Not because you're trying to be full of shit, but you have an ego and you don't want to say, no, I don't have it. Most of us won't do that. So we added the T for teach. So now I would call in another person in the company. And I'd go, hey, Scott, Dan's going to teach you how to stain this piece of baseboard. And then Dan's going to follow the no-show, do-review, the exact process that I did. So that's, I don't care. Like I said, it could be how to clean the shop. It could be how to set up a job site, how to detail a room at the end. It could be how to do a pre-job walkthrough on a project. Like anything you will ever do in your company, in the office, in the field, whatever it is, you can follow this process. So that's what I would tell Rich, is just start with one thing that's the biggest pain in the ass for him right now. And it might be closing out a job, right? I mean, that used to be my biggest pain in the ass. And dude, what I used to do before I knew the no show, do review thing, to fix the problem of me having to be there and walk through jobs, I said, I'm still going to be there and I'm going to walk the jobs, but I'm going to bring the team with me. So I would do the walkthroughs with the crew there and they would follow me around and they'd listen to me get my ass ripped sometimes.
Yep.
You know, and then they're like, oh, fuck, that's my fault. And I didn't have to do any coaching or say a fucking thing to them. And we'd get out of there and I'd look at them and I'd go, you know, I'm really getting sick and tired of getting my ass kicked when I know we know better, you know, and it's funny, it got better just from that little thing. So Rich, bring your team or your top guy or whatever it is and just say, dude, I want you to start seeing what I see. Cause then they're going to start seeing a job site in a different way.
100%. Yeah. And that's, and that I do the same thing with punch lists. I drag my foreman with me at a minimum. and just let him watch me get smoked by homeowners. And he apologizes to me at this point to avoid it. Cause they realize, like, if they never see it, they don't know it exists. Right. But, and the last thing I have for Rich on top of everything you gave him, and I don't want to make assumptions here, but what worked for me was finding higher quality subs. And a lot of times people have head trash on their own pricing. So they're looking for value subs. And what I found, you make money at when you find guys that are professional, know their craft, know how to run a job really well, but they just don't like the business side. They don't like prospecting. They don't like collecting checks. So I find guys that that's their pain and they know how to run their job like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. And that way I don't have production problems. I just have to get on the same wavelength as them and let them know what the expectations are, but I'm not, I have to worry about quality. I just have to worry, you know, I just have to keep them working. So I would take a look at that also, Rich, and just make sure you're finding the right sub. Not somebody who's a shit show in every area, but just maybe doesn't like the business side of it, because that's where the gold lies. Love that.
Yeah, I had a painting sub many years ago. Coincidentally, his name was Rich, and he was a phenomenal craftsman. Like, he was a workhorse. He would produce more alone in a day than three guys would because he was so efficient. He took so much pride and the skill, and his appearance was amazing. And like you said, he didn't want to market and sell. He just wanted to show up and do the thing he loved to do. And it worked out for everybody. So, well, cool, man. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you in Houston tomorrow.
You too.
Spend a couple days together and shore up some of the shit show in the fight that we got to deal with. Guys, send your questions in. And Dan, appreciate you hanging out. Rich, hopefully this helped, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Later on.
Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.